Siyabonga Star. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 9, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we focus on youth and opposition politics.
So let's get connected, everyone, on Live Talk and Facebook using the hashtag The Connection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp number, and that number is +001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to be live on air, call us at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us a call and we will call you back.
And as usual, we're streaming live on the internet, so you can head on to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voandebele.com.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
The youth in opposition circles say divisions among and within the opposition are making it difficult for the democratic movement to unseat ZANU-PF. They say this has been exacerbated by the sprouting of more and more new parties, among them Transform Zimbabwe, Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe, DARE, and many more.
So tonight we ask, what role can young people across the opposition political spectrum play towards narrowing political differences or even building a grand coalition that so many people are talking about?
Tunga, so we hope we can hear from everyone to get their view, to see what they have to say. As you're talking about here, there are people talking about a grand coalition of some sorts within all the opposition parties.
Yebo, kunjalo, Ms. T. Lichana njani makaya, uhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo khonapha. Ku Studio 7 sisakaza singapha emsakazweni we Voice of America sise Washington. Lamhlanje kulolu hlelo sikhuluma ngodaba lwamabandla aphikisayo, ikakhulu sibona okwenzakalayo ngelihlo labasakhulayo. Nxa lifuna ukusithinta, lisibambe ku 001-202-619-2077. Inombolo njalo zithi 001-202-619-2077. Lingasifonela ngamafitshane, lisiphe inombolo zenu, then sizalifonela ke back. Siya streama njalo live ebulenjini kuwebsite zethu ezithi voazimbabwe.com, enye ithi voashona.com, kumbe o voandebele.com. Kwazwai vatereri, nasi tri muchirongwa, muchirongwa chewe chidiki, tri kutarisa, nezviri kuitika, mumapato anopikisa zvikurusei, tichitarisa kuti ndezvipi zvingaitwa nevechidiki kuedza kubatanidza mabato aya. Tichitarisa kusawirirana kuri mapato akasiyana siyana ana MDC ari kungoramba achitsemuka achiita mapato akawanda ukuwo. Pari kuumbwa amwewo mapato akawanda wanda anopikisa. Saka nhasi tine vechidiki vanomirira mapato akasiyana siyana panapa pachirongwa Tatenda. Saka vanenge vachida kupinda muchirongwa mutifonerewo pa 011-001-202-619-2077. Ko WhatsApp number yedu inoti chi, Ms. T?
WhatsApp number yedu Ntunga is +1-202-465-0318. I hope kuti wanonga chiziwa by now. I think we say it so often.
Ongo. So let's go straight to the matter at hand. Mm-hmm. What do you make of, state of opposition in Zimbabwe?
And Tunga, of course, it's been a very interesting time. And as we spoke today with a member of Transform Zimbabwe earlier today, who was saying for them, they're hoping to bring a different change, a different mindset, cultural shift in what happens in opposition politics, but in particular, how young people are able to join in on that process. I think the main thing young people are saying is, where do we fit into this conversation of politics in Zimbabwe, whether or not we're in opposition, whether or not we're in the ruling party, where do young people exactly fit?
And among others, opposition politics, opposition parties that we have at the moment, we've Transform Zimbabwe, PDZ, Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe, National Constitutional Assembly, FFP, Freedom Front Party, MKD, Mavambukusile Don, Dare, Democratic Assembly for Restoration and Empowerment, African Democratic Party, ZAPU, of course, is not a new party, but it's there. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the opposition parties that are participating in tomorrow's by-elections. Mm-hmm. What struck me is I was speaking to young people from various political formations, mm-hmm. From the opposition side, of course, was that, there is a consensus, there is a convergence of opinion as to, a need for some kind of coalition towards the 2018 elections. That's what many young people are saying, but can it really happen?
Yeah.
We wait to see.
Exactly.
Those efforts have failed before.
And of course, the question is also the ideals and purpose of some of these parties, where some people are saying that although they would want a grand coalition, it's a question of how to merge those, I guess, diverging ideas together, looking at the Zimbabwean political landscape. But Ntunga, I think Njukunzwa from our producer, Kuti, Tinema guest Edu on the line. Who do we have?
We have Shepherd Dube from the National. From the MDC Ncube. Good evening, Mr. Dube.
Evening, Mr. Nkoma.
We also have Love More Chinoputsa from the MDCT. Good evening, Mr. Chinoputsa.
Good evening, how are you?
Thank you, Ms. T. Get things rolling.
Indeed. So we'll start off with you, Shepherd Dube. Thank you so much for joining us on this program this evening. Just your view, looking at the role of young people in opposition politics, but also this grand idea of coming together to build a grand coalition amongst all these emerging political parties within Zimbabwe. What's your take on that?
First, it becomes very necessary as a political party when you are dealing with an ignorant and arrogant regime as ours that we have to come together as Democrats to deal with the problems at hand, to make sure that you unseat it and to make sure that you take the country forward. So the Grand Coalition is indeed of strategic necessity for the greater good of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chinoputsa, what's your take on the, state of the opposition? I mean, it's common sense that, things are not the way they are supposed to be.
Thank you, Tumamil. I want to believe that fighting a regime is sophisticated as one of PF is an adult task. And eventually, along the way, people get to tire and people get to think that the struggle is taking a long time to achieve the intended result, that is transitive and undemocratic regime. So I see that people have become fatigued around the issue of pursuing the proper channels of ensuring that there is democracy in this country. And we've seen a lot of parties beginning to split and beginning to have different individuals thinking that now is their time to take over the leadership of the opposition movement. But however, I want to say that there is a lot of hope in opposition politics as far as the different divergent views that are coming from all these people who are doing all that they can within themselves to ensure that there is a fight against ZANU-PF. Fighting against ZANU-PF itself has proved to be difficult because this is a regime that is not necessarily a political outfit, but that is more of a military outfit. And so it's always going to be difficult to get enough arsenal to fight such a regime, especially if you choose the route that many opposition parties have chosen, which is a non-military route to take power. But however, I think the fragmentation is also shown the lack of seriousness among political parties to say what is the grand prize that want to come up with. Are we going to allow people's egos to be the ultimate reason why people continue to move away from each other instead of coming together and put up a spirited fight against ZANU-PF?
Like I said earlier, the narrative that I'm getting from Chinoputsa and from Dube is the same, mm-hmm. That's the youth perspective. Saka, Vachinoputsa mune maonero aga fanana ene ava Dube, asi muri mapato aga siana. Saka, chii chiri kunetsa pakuti imimi sevachidiki vemdct nevekwancuve vemdc vekwancuve mungotaura navo kuti kuvakomana madhara ari kutirasisa saka togona kuzvifambisa sei apa modzokera kumadhara enyu mataura kuti aiwa isusu tafunga kuti chii ngati kurukurei tione kuti tofambisa sei zvinhu.
Yeah, I have to agree with you Mtumamile. The issue is really about where do we want to take this country? How are we going to define this struggle? And over and above this struggle that we're fighting, I think we also need to identify ourselves and to see where we stand as young people. Then begin to say, what is it that not only that unites us with the opposition forces, but that which unites all the young people in this country? There are certain specific issues that unite the young people of this country across the political divide. And as long as we do not bring forces together, as long as we do not appreciate that there is more in building a united youth movement than what is current. But however, to answer the question around why political parties continue to operate independently, I also think it's not the current situation about this. What happened before, the history that these political parties have, it obviously led to where we are today. And it will be far as really to say now we can just wake up tomorrow and say all the political parties are working together or they've become one. And what is also important is not necessarily becoming one party or landing ourselves into a single political entity. But what is important is then to identify areas of interest where opposition political parties can work together without necessarily merging or not necessarily swallowing each other, but then to say what is it that which unites the people of Zimbabwe, and what is it that the people of Zimbabwe want. And as long as we continue to take the people of Zimbabwe for granted, obviously we will not be able to get to that point where we say people should be able to work together. Because now you see, when people come together, they allow get to say who's going to be the president, who's going to do what. And these are elitist discussions that have derailed the people of Zimbabwe in unity to fight against the ZANU-PF. But however, it's a process, it's just something that can only be done today by one entity, but it's a process that people need to start. And it's a discussion that the people of Zimbabwe really need to get into to say what is the ultimate thing that we want to achieve in this struggle. What we want to achieve is to ensure that we remove a government that has failed the people of Zimbabwe, a government that does not consider people's rights, and we also have a government that does not that has failed to look into the economy and solve the economic crisis that we find ourselves in. So there are a lot of dynamics that obviously need to be put into place to ensure that people, everyone, gets to a point where they appreciate where we are going. And I think the idea that has been started, the idea of the convergence itself, it begins to move towards the right direction. I think it can unite people, political parties. It's not necessarily merging them, because merging them, obviously, there are ego problems that people get into. But then we need to get into serious and honest discussion to say that as long as the opportunity remains fragmented, we are not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Love more. Mabasanda Stuma, si kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo khona pha go Live Talk. sikhuluma ngomumo kumabandla aphikisayo akhanya edabukene ibandla le-MDC ikakhulu limadabudabu liqhubeka lihlephuka lisiba izicucu kuthi kwelinye icela amabandla aphikisayo amanye la aqhubeka ebunja kodwa umbuzo omkhulu ngokuthi kungani bengahlangani abantu laba ukuze bakhone ukulwisana le ZANU-PF bayisuse embusweni nxa kuyikuthi yiko abakufunayo lingayikatshana Dube ungayikatshana but before we come to you Misty, we have our third guest.
We do indeed, Ntunga. I think, as we're being told, Tina Solomon Madzore on the line, who is with the MDC Renewal Team. Solomon, thank you for joining us on the connection this evening.
Thank you, too.
Thank you very much. So, Solomon, just before we go to Shepherd Dube to give also his response on that issue, we're focusing on the question, Yambopozwa Nantunga Pano Kuti, why is it a problem that the opposition parties are finding themselves unable to come together to converge, as some are calling for what might be building of a grand coalition? What's your response to that?
Are you on to respond to that now?
Solomon, eh?
Okay, thank you. I will be very brief and very blunt, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it's really out of greed. You know, we have a leadership that is very greed. And when I'm saying very greed, I'm saying very greed. People who think they can go it alone. That mentality that has seen the opposition getting further and further fragmented for the past 15, 16 years. And, you know, the big ego syndrome, where someone says, look, I am Madzore. People know me. People love me. I am popular. And I know people are going to vote for me. Yes, you actually get a very good chunk of the cake. But where does that take Zimbabwe? Where does that take the people of Zimbabwe? Where does that put the women and the young people, you know, in this country? So I will be very short and blunt. Like I said, it's naivety of the highest magnitude. It's greed. It's stupidity, and I have no kind words at all for our leadership across the political divide. Across the political divide, I'm not sparing anyone. People are able to come and find each other, and yet they are not doing that. So I will end there, and I am very bitter about that.
Very interesting observation, and you know, some straight talk from Solo. And, you know, that's the narrative that we've been hearing from, you know, youth across the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
The ego syndrome.
Yes.
Saka, mayuta ramba, mayuta riku wana nezi sori mwe cheta. Ameno kuti...
Leadership yacho na
huwana. Leadership yacho, eh. But, you know, that's some encouraging news. Silomlaleli Miss T ubaba unkomo South Africa. Nkomo siyakwamukela kuhle. Hello baba Nkomo siyakwamukela kuhle.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa baba.
Yeah, kunjani Mzansi?
Haya kodwa manje.
Ah, okay, ayisikhathi sangkhona baba. Singenele kuhlelwa kusiphathisa.
Into ehlupha lapho ekhaya ukuthi sila abantu abayizikwaba. Ilizwe lelisalilwela lonke. Okwamanje ngabe bayenza njengamanye amazwe. Ake sithatheni umuntu eMathebeleland ngapha. Ake sibone ukuthi bayehluleka njani. Abe Harare bottom line sebehlulekile baba. Iminyaka yo-34 years. Ake sivoteni umuntu ovela le manje. Sibone ukuthi bona balayiphi system of running that country. Ngaphandle kwalokho, kulantu abagridi kakhulu ezikhundleni, ama-opposition engahlangana kodwa adipha kuma-policies. Into i-very important i-policy ukuthi wonke umuntu abe nelungelo ekhaya laphana ukuthi hayi sifuna lokhu, sifuna lokhu. Kungabi lo muntu oba special ukuthi yena uyadictate ufaka lokhu kwabanye abantu. Ama-resources ihambe indawo zonke kungabi nalapho kuthiwa aphuma khona one indawo ongantu avela kunkulunkulu abantu abazibambela into zabo njenge-devolution of power and efunakalayo sibone ukuthi sehluleka kuphi kodwa ngoba lo muntu oyi-1 ufuna ukuthatha yonke into eyifake kuye ibe nguye ofake i-command empilweni zabantu ungolile konke lokho asibe nabantu abavuma ukuthi kungaba kuthiwa ehurungu liyi-50 rand ebhinga kube yi-50 rand eplumpt kuyi-50 rand kungabi lapho kuspeciali khona abantu becontrol ama-resources abo singakhuluma sifuna ukuthi sifake lokhu sifundile abantu afundanga akusincedi asitshintsheni-ke siphosele emasweni kupresidenti siphosele eplumpt kupresidenti siphosele ebhinga sibone ukuthi ama-failures vele aphuma kuphi ngoba amanye ama-parts kanabo like ozani lako asezesingesini akusipetiboteni ayisincedi ngalutho ayike sibona abanye ilobha kuphela abantu ngama-elections oreke abakwenzile bethenga amarayisi bethenga kho abantu bethaya izandla futhi uzibona ukuthi abantu bakithi labo yikulamba okubenza njalo ukuthi nge-2 minutes sebezabevotelizano iphinde ibadampe futhi
akuyiphethe akuyiphethe babankomo isikhathi
ye engikucelayo nani bakithi asiyekeni i-tribalism asitshintsheni abantu beharabeke sine ngabo bisana-ke sifake ibhinga eplum tree esifolotoko esikhuswa ngumuntu ovela le sibone ukuthi bayihluleka kuphi iharare isehlulekile ilizwe lepetho yenze asimeni ngabo bantu intsheni sekele nje i-tribalism sidobha umuntu ovela kwenye i-region labo bayihlulekile i-bottom line 34 years akula kuthi abalengile ilizwe lapo
siyabonga siyabonga mnumzana Nkomo tatenda we last week I had an opportunity to cover a congressional hearing on Zimbabwe. And, you know, Dr. Shannon Smith, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, had something very interesting to say about opposition politics and the youth in Zimbabwe. Let's take a listen.
Yes, on the question of the opposition, it's a matter of sort of fact and record now that the opposition has been splintering, that the Movement for Democratic Change now has multiple movements for democratic change within it under separate leadership. And some of that is about differences of opinion, about differences of leadership. But I think that what is happening is that there is no sort of unifying message at the moment that stretches across these parties. Certainly young people told us that they were looking for a more unifying message across the opposition and for a vision of where someone would take their country beyond the partisan questions themselves.
That, of course, was Shannon Smith, U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. Ngize kuwe, Mnumzana Dube, umzilu Dokotela Smith, lapho ukhuluma ngokuthi abasakhulayo liyatsho ukuthi lilentshunkuntshu yokubana kubanjanwe kodwa akula mbiko, akula esingathi unifying message ngesingisi njengokutsho kwakhe kungapi lapho kwehlula khona
thank you Ntunga over and above the desire to dislodge and unseat ZANU-PF
ngesindebele nxa senelisa tu
yabo ngiyakuzwa Nkomo
ye ngithi ngesindebele nxa senelisa
isiza ngikhathaza ukufaka umlayezo
okay qhubeka
bamangisingisi ngesingisi I was saying, over and above the desire to dislodge ZANU-PF and unseat it, there are certain issues that need to be addressed. We seek to build a democratic nation. We seek to build a country that is non-tribal. We seek to build a country whereby we promote peace and we advocate for non-violence. And at the end of the day, when we say we want to unify, we want to unite political parties for one common goal, we want us, all of us, to be democratic, to adhere to those principles that will build this country. We don't just want to unite just for the purpose of unseating ZANU-PF, because at the end of the day, we will find ourselves with a new ZANU-PF in power. And some of us who are Democrats will find ourselves having held a new ZANU-PF into power under a different leadership or under a different name. So at the end of the day, it's not only about unseating ZANU-PF, but it is about removing the entire system of ZANU-PF, the system that is tribal, the system that is non-democratic, the system that promotes violence. We are saying non-violence is the way to go. We have got some of our colleagues in the opposition cycles whereby they believe that violence is the way to go, violence is the way to deal with your political opponents. But we are saying we can't go into a coalition with such people. We want true Democrats. That is why we're saying the Grand Coalition should be a coalition of Democrats, not a coalition of opposition parties. There are many opposition parties, but there are certain opposition parties who do not believe in what we believe in. We believe in democracy and don't believe in democracy. So at the end of the day, it is an issue of coming up with one common ideal, and that common ideal should be democracy, non-violence, non-tribalism, non-racism, to build a nation. That way we will have a prosperous Zimbabwe. But right now, if we rush into a coalition and then we win, say we win the election, what next? You have got a leader who does not believe in what you fought for. So at the end of the day, what we want is a Zimbabwe that is different from the status quo. We want to build the future. We don't want to replace the current system with a new system that is fresh and seeks to achieve the same ideals. We don't want people who will say, who are saying it is our turn to eat. Mm-hmm. We are saying we want Democrats who say we want to build this nation in Zimbabwe because we love it, because we believe in nation building.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Shepherd. Solomon Chimbopinda Akwe Papo, talking about what Shepherd is focusing on. Issue your Ambotara Kuti, pane ego syndrome, known as my politics in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. You know, Zimbabweans are known for very flowery language, long speeches, and, you know, they are very meticulous and thorough in their presentations and so on. Most of those stuff are very good for filing cabinet. Now, what really matters is what then is delivered in terms of the action that people then engage to say, yes, this is what we are going to do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, the trouble that we have in this country is, you know, almost everyone calls the even as their fingers are dripping with blood, they want to refer to themselves as Democrats, you know? And everyone else wants to define what democracy is to other people. And the idea of a grand coalition, as I understand it, you know, there has to be basic, you know, basic fundamental around which you then agree to move forward in terms of principles, in terms of a value system, in terms of a vision. To say, okay, fine, generally, this is how we want to take Zimbabwe forward. We may try to make and become one political party.
Mm-hmm. Solomon, Chimbo, Bata Ipapo, Tombo Unza, Love More, just 30 seconds before we take our break. Let's get your take here.
I think the attitude that politicians in Zimbabwe have shown, where they just think that they can describe what is the best or what defines democracy for other people is actually very dangerous. I also want to disagree strongly with what Sharon Smith says, because there is already a unifying message around. The people of Zimbabwe are clear about what they want. The people of Zimbabwe want everything that is different from how ZANU-PF is running this country. So there should not be any discussions around this other person being democratic and the other not being, who is more democratic than the other. It's only people's egos where they want to describe democracy, mm-hmm. their own way that suits them.
Okay.
It's a unifying message. People want, don't want
that. Just hold on, Love More. Just hold on. We'll come right back to you. Of course, we want our guests, Love Mochinoputza, Solomon Mazore, and Shepherd Dube to hold on the line. And Tunga, of course, we're transitioning. You want our listeners to go where?
We are streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com. Radio listeners, good night for now.